28. The Mysterious Biped. Just before Christmas, 1887, a young Dutch doctor with an un-Dutch name, Marie-Eugène François Thomas Dubois, arrived in Sumatra, in the Dutch East Indies, with the intention of finding the earliest human remains on Earth. Though Dutch, Dubois was from Eijden, a town bordering the French-speaking part of Belgium. Several things were extraordinary about this. To begin with, no one had ever gone looking for ancient human bones before. Everything that had been found, to this point, had been found accidentally, and nothing in Dubois' background suggested that he was the ideal candidate to make the process intentional. He was an anatomist by training, with no background in paleontology. Nor was there any special reason to suppose that the East Indies would hold early human remains. Logic dictated that if ancient people were to be found at all, it would be on a large and long populated land mass, not in the comparative fastness of an archipelago. Dubois was driven to the East Indies on nothing stronger than a hunch, the availability of employment, and the knowledge that Sumatra was full of caves, the environment in which most of the important hominid fossils had so far been found. What is most extraordinary in all this, nearly miraculous really, is that he found what he was looking for. At the time Dubois conceived his plan to search for a missing link, the human fossil record consisted of very little. 5 incomplete Neanderthal skeletons, 1 partial jawbone of uncertain provenance, and 6 Ice Age humans recently found by railway workers in a cave at a cliff called Cro-Magnon, near Les Aisies, France. Of the Neanderthal specimens, the best preserved was sitting unremarked on a shelf in London. It had been found by workers blasting rock from a quarry in Gibraltar in 1848, so its preservation was a wonder. But unfortunately no one yet appreciated what it was. After being briefly described at a meeting of the Gibraltar Scientific Society, it had been sent to the Hunterian Museum in London, where it remained undisturbed but for an occasional light dusting for over 50 years. The first formal description of it wasn't written until 1907, and then by a geologist named William Solas, with only a passing competency in anatomy. So instead the name and credit for the discovery of the first early humans went to the Neander Valley in Germany, not unfittingly, as it happens, for by uncanny coincidence Neander in Greek means new man. There, in 1856, workmen at another quarry in a cliff face overlooking the Dussel River found some curious-looking bones, which they passed to a local schoolteacher, knowing he had an interest in all things natural. To his great credit, the teacher, Johann Karl Fuhlrott, saw that he had some new type of human, that quite what it was, and how special, would be matters of dispute for some time.